Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Filings for next year's elections in Rock Island County now show there'll be races for several positions, but so far no primaries will be needed. The filing period began on Monday and continues through next Monday. Today, Republican Russell Crist officially entered the race for Rock Island County Clerk, 2 days after Democratic incumbent Karen Kinney filed her nomination papers. And there's one candidate from each party already for several races for the Rock Island County Board. Incumbent Republican Mike Steffen from Moline has filed in District 12 against Democrat Dave Adams. In District 14 in Moline, Democrat Angie Normoyle will face Republican Kenneth Grenier. And in District 15, Democratic incumbent Edna Sowards from Rock Island will face Republican Bill Long. People have been spending more money at local hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and attractions. The Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau says a new study shows last year, travel-related expenditures totaled $857 million in Rock Island and Scott counties. That's a 2% increase over the previous year. President and CEO Joe Taylor says the figures from the U.S. Travel Association are evidence that tourism is very important to our economy.
As visitors spend dollars and create demand, they are creating jobs. So whether you're a housekeeper at a hotel, a clerk at a convenience store, or work in retail or wait staff at a restaurant, it means that those guests need to be served. And that need creates jobs in the Quad Cities.
The study also shows every dollar spent on tourism in the Quad Cities generates more than $300 in local economic impact. In addition, Taylor says for the first time in 16 years, tourism in Scott and Rock Island counties now supports more than 8,000 jobs. Well, new federal data show that Illinois consumers are purchasing health insurance plans through the Affordable Care Act exchange faster this year than they did a year ago. The Chicago Tribune reports that numbers from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released today found that more than 95,000 Illinois residents selected plans during the first 4 weeks of open enrollment this year. That's compared with about 68,000 at this time a year ago. The open enrollment period this year is half as long as last year. Consumers have until December 15th to sign up for coverage this year. Well, this month and next, a local campus is draining the swamp. Earlier this week, a crew drained the Augustana Slough. The college in Rock Island plans to build retention walls, remove sediment, and clean out trash. Last June, a large sewer pipe beneath the slough burst, draining the water and flooding parts of lower campus. The college worked with the city of Rock Island to fix the problem and refill the slough, and the city helped pay for repairs to the sewer pipe. Augustana spokeswoman Ashley Johnston estimates the entire project will cost $750,000.
Such a central part of our campus in terms of the look and the feel, and really distinguishes Augustana as a beautiful place to live and work and attend class.
In the spring, the college will complete the slough project by installing new lights and resurfacing the walking path. The slough path will be closed December 16th through January 7th for the project. Augustana plans to finish dredging while students are on their winter break. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.